Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Experience sensational sound with Vizio's Soundbar Collection. Starting at just $99, there's a soundbar for every budget. With Dolby Atmos in every model, cinema quality sound is closer than ever. This collection features Vizio's simplest setup yet, so you'll be streaming your favorite iHeartRadio playlists in no time. Whether you're looking for a simple setup or the cutting-edge Elevate SE with 360-degree sound immersion and auto-rotating speakers, Vizio has you covered. Head to Best Buy or Amazon to find the perfect Vizio soundbar for you.
The 2004 NASCAR Cup Series Championship was won in dramatic fashion.
Well, they changed right side tires. Only the entire wheel came off.
But what happened throughout the year is what makes it one of NASCAR's biggest seasons. Hear all the stories on NASCAR Live Presents 2004 Chasing History.
But he climbed up on the pit box, and someone came over and got a hold of him, and then it was on.
NASCAR Live Presents 2004 Chasing History. Listen today in the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform.
Wouldn't it be nice if getting what you wanted didn't take so much work? With Xfinity, finding what to watch is effortless. Just say movies into your Xfinity voice remote to see picks from your subscriptions all in one place. Plus, find more of what you love and jam out to iHeartRadio's iHeart Christmas and North Pole Radio hosted by Santa, so you can skip the endless scroll and get right to the good stuff.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, pre-recorded from the home bunker. Folks, on today's show, we chat again with Dr. Rob Davidson, who is an emergency room doctor in Michigan. And we chat with him today with regard to RFK Jr. and the potential that a conspiracy theorist, an anti-vaxxer, a lunatic could be in charge of public health for over 330 million Americans. And Dr. Davidson walks us through all of the ways in which this is incredibly dangerous, reminds us of what happened in Samoa with a measles outbreak that killed over 80 people, largely children, after RFK Jr. talked about anti-vaccines there. And you could literally trace the deaths back to him and his anti-vaxxing. And, you know, here we talk about what will it take to restore faith in public health that was broken by Donald Trump during COVID and has yet to recover. What he reminds us is that vaccines helped and has helped millions upon millions of people, whether it be polio, whether it be measles, malaria, and has the potential to eradicate cervical cancer in terms of HPV. And so, you know, we are at a time where the lunatics are going to run the asylum. And it isn't just about tuning out when their hands are literally going to be everywhere, in our water, in our food, in our medicine. And what is that going to mean for our health moving forward? I get into this and more with Dr. Rob Davidson. Folks, I am very happy to welcome back to Woke AF Dr. Rob Davidson, who is a ER doctor in Michigan, East Michigan, and the executive director of the Committee to Protect Healthcare. Dr. Davidson, you joined us a couple of weeks back when we still had hope.
Yeah, when, 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks.
A lot has happened.
3 weeks ago, and a lot has happened. And now we are in the throes of Donald Trump's second regime taking shape. And one of the most troubling, I mean, they're all troubling, but one of the most troubling picks that I have seen thus far for his cabinet is that of RFK Jr. to head up HHS. RFK Jr. has been known for his wild conspiracy theories, has been known to believe that fluoride in water causes autism and all sorts of odd things. Just recently, I think what has been released this week is that heroin has helped him become a better student and retain more information. Walk us through how in jeopardy our public health is with this incoming administration.
First, thanks again. It's good to talk with you again after 3 weeks, and a lot has in fact happened. Boy, I think with this incoming administration, what we've seen is it feels like he and they exist more to kind of shock the system than they do to actually provide benefit to people. To whoever voted for him and why they voted for him, people are figuring that out, right? Exactly which groups and which people and why they did. But no matter what, people who vote for whomever they vote for are doing it because they think that person being in that particular office are going to somehow benefit the lives of themselves, their families, their community, their country, what have you. And so in picking someone like RFK Jr., and you know, the conspiracy theories are concerned, his anti-vaccine views, his record of going into Samoa in 2018, promoting anti-vax views against MMR, and then seeing an outbreak of measles happen on that small island, killing 83 people, mostly children, making 4,000 people very sick.
Yep.
And you can draw a direct line to RFK Jr. and his organization promoting that. You know, when you have someone like that coming in, a lot of the picks are concerning, and you said it right. That's true. As a physician and as someone who leads a physician organization who are advocating for our patients, this is the one that we care about a lot, you know, both personally, professionally, and feel like we can speak to with some degree of authority and have an impact on keeping this guy out of there. I think we turned back the clock, right? Before science, right? Before we believed in basic science. And, you know, the history of healthcare in the world, but certainly this country, as we learn new information, we change how we practice. I mean, there are things that I learned in medical school that are absolutely proven to be not true today. There are things that I do and that I've learned today that I'm sure in 20, 30 years, we'll look back and say, why? We were a little off, you know, hopefully not a lot off, but certainly off in those views. Before vaccines, people died of measles, right? Before vaccines, I think prevented 10 million cases of paralysis with the polio vaccine. Before polio vaccine, kids were in iron lungs because their diaphragms were paralyzed and they couldn't breathe. You know, before vaccines, there were entire strains of meningitis that people who taught me in the 90s talked about, that because of a specific vaccine, HIB, Haemophilus influenza, in the 80s, we got rid of it. I've never seen it. And we are so grateful for that reality, right? Particularly children, but and adults, right? Because of vaccines, we could eliminate cervical cancer in women, right? The HPV vaccine, if we had wide uptake, we could totally eliminate a form of cancer. Like, it's, you'd never even imagine this kind of stuff 30 years ago, 40 years ago, but it's true. And we've got a guy coming in who wants to turn back the clock, you know, to the 50s and 60s and make us all in our communities deal with these diseases and see people die from them unnecessarily, but as physicians and clinicians, watch people suffer when we know it could have been different. It's terrifying.
I kind of want to take us back to COVID for a moment, when Donald Trump was in office the first time and the global health pandemic hits. And that is when his administration put public health on trial. And instead of using his platform to urge people in the United States to wear a mask, to urge people to wash your hands and do basic things as scientists and doctors and researchers were trying to figure out What is this thing? What is COVID? How is it spreading? How is it harming so many people? We watched them turn the field of medicine and health into a political hot potato. So much so that post the spikes of COVID that we had experienced over the last 4 years, that we have seen vaccine use be depressed, not just for COVID, but overall vaccine. So as you were watching Dr. Davidson that unfold over his term, did you think that he was planting the seeds for what would then blossom dangerously across this country? Or did you think that a Joe Biden presidency and administration was going to be able to kind of right size our perception and our understanding of public health?
I mean, I think the danger and sort of the cult of personality surrounding Trump is a certain group of people, whatever that percent is, 40%, 30%, some number of people in this country will just take what he says and believe it and bring it in, believe it, and nothing else could ever be true, despite any fact that was presented. That's tough, right? How do you go against that? But then particularly with COVID, even people who maybe weren't on board with Trump and a lot of the things he was doing, thought he was unfit, you know, concerned about a lot of aspects, they were sick of COVID, right? COVID was so disruptive to people's lives, to our kids' education, to people's work lives, to people's ability to earn money, COVID taking lives of family members. People were just, at some point, just over it. Now, it's hard to prove a counter narrative, but had someone other than Trump been president, COVID almost certainly wouldn't have been as bad. The economy almost certainly wouldn't have been as bad. I mean, he screwed up in epic proportions, and part of his lack of response and his pushing back against masking, his massive rallies during the summer and fall of 2020 when COVID was just running rampant, getting more people sick, causing deaths, right? I mean, Herman Cain died after going to, a rally of his. He got COVID and died. I mean, Chris Christie recounts that Trump gave him COVID when they're doing debate prep before he went into a debate with, you know, a 70-some-year-old former vice president who was his opponent with COVID and didn't tell anyone. And he almost killed Chris Christie, right? Some guy who was previously supporting him. That happened, you know, over and over and over at these big rallies, this disease spreading. But the reality is the big majority of people who maybe weren't on board with Trump overall were just sick of COVID. And so if they found something or someone out there who could give them information to say that they weren't a bad person for all gathering in groups with their friends and family, right? Or for opening their business, because they simply needed to be able to earn a living. And they found that in Trump or in RFK Jr. or in Dr. Oz or any of these other people that he's putting into the public health apparatus. People clung to that, right? They were looking for someone to tell them, you really don't need to stay away from people. You really can get together at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Don't worry, you'll be fine. It's the flu, it's the cold, it's no big deal. None of that was true, but they wanted to hear it. They were ready to hear it. And I think that is, to me, the irreparable damage that has been done, is that those people kind of got into those places, then that began the distrust of the system in general, and it primed a whole new group of people for believing a sort of anti-science views of someone like RFK Jr. That's going to take a long time to fix, right? Talking about it with someone like you here on this podcast is part of it, like people like me trying to go everywhere we can to talk about it, to highlight the problem and to reinforce the importance of science and fact-based practice of healthcare and public health. I think that's how we claw our way back.
Head over to NFLshop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLshop.com.
Experience sensational sound with Vizio's Soundbar Collection. Starting at just $99, there's a soundbar for every budget. With Dolby Atmos in every model, cinema quality sound is closer than ever. This collection features Vizio's simplest setup yet, so you'll be streaming your favorite iHeartRadio playlists in no time. Whether you're looking for a simple setup or the cutting-edge Elevate SE with 360-degree sound immersion and auto-rotating speakers, Vizio has you covered. Head to Best Buy or Amazon to find the perfect Vizio soundbar for you.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Hi, I'm MRN lead pit reporter Steve Post.
And I'm championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon.
Go behind the scenes each week with us for MRN Crew Call, where we'll talk to some of the biggest names standing atop the pit box.
As well as break down all the exciting action from the weekend in NASCAR and go into detail on the winning strategies.
Crew Call is also where you'll hear from the first-time winners.
And the champions from the NASCAR Cup Series to the Craftsman Truck Series.
Listen today in the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform.
Wouldn't it be nice if getting what you wanted didn't take so much work? With Xfinity, finding what to watch is effortless. Just say movies into your Xfinity voice remote to see picks from your subscriptions all in one place. Plus, find more of what you love and jam out to iHeartRadio's iHeart Christmas and North Pole Radio hosted by Santa, so you can skip the endless scroll and get right to the good stuff.
You know, one of the things that I've seen recently, and I know that obviously you have seen all of the headlines of mass exodus of doctors leaving red states, largely around abortion, but fleeing and turning certain states, these red states, into health deserts. And I'm wondering, as, again, this administration takes shape, is it going to be possible, do you think, for blue state governors to be able to keep their constituents safe? Like, if you have all of these doctors that are leaving, leaving is largely an economic privilege when people are able to afford to be able to leave. And these doctors are doing so because they don't want to go to jail.
Even besides that, they don't want to practice an environment where they know what to do medically, but they're not allowed to do that. Even not with that, even with vaccines, with other aspects of healthcare, practicing in environments. I mean, I practice in a state where Medicaid has been expanded under the ACA, but there are still 10 states that haven't. And that to me would be really hard to practice in a place like that with people who could otherwise afford healthcare if they just happen to live in a different state, but they can't afford to get insurance. Like the moral injury associated with that and practicing medicine, there's a lot to that. And people go into medicine for a lot of different reasons. But if you ask everyone who, you know, first applied to med school, what's the first answer to the first question, why do you want to be a doctor? I would venture 90-95% would say, because I want to help people. When the entire system is set up so that you can't help people, and it's different state by state, and it becomes more challenging when a new administration comes in and puts up rules and tries to do things like Medicaid block grants, which will decrease the number of people in Medicaid, which decreased the number of people with ACA plans, which they did when he was last president. 2 million fewer people had insurance than have it now. That makes it harder to do this job. It is genuinely a moral injury. And you're right. We have the economic privilege to say, I'm just going to step away. You know, I'm going to do something else and I'm going to use my savings or what have you and try to live a different life and not have to day by day be exposed to this risk and that moral injury of people being sick that don't have to be sick. That's hard. And again, that's something from which we have to claw back. And I think we will. I think we can. But it's going to just take a concerted effort on people talking about it and promoting truth wherever we can.
And to that point, I wholeheartedly agree. And I wonder about your thoughts with regard to places like New York and California, who have governors that are saying, we'll keep you safe, you'll be safe, you know, this place, it will be a haven, et cetera. To what extent do you think that that is possible when the government, right, the federal government is the largest institution that can help or harm people at will?
Yeah, I think it's possible to blunt the negative impact. And don't forget my governor, Gretchen Whitmer, here in Michigan.
Yes.
We love her. And she has vowed to defend people's rights and to help promote their health. So I think, yeah, they definitely can have a very significant impact on that. State policies and state boards of health, and even in communities, right? The county health departments have a huge say in what's available, right? And spreading truth and good information. It just having someone like RFK or having Donald Trump or having Oz in positions of power with a platform and with a megaphone just makes it harder. It just means they're going to have to work harder to provide the counter narratives of truth from what people are getting from the administration and find the right channels of communication to do that, right? Whether it be on podcasts like this, YouTube, TikTok, you know, where people are consuming the information. It just makes their job harder and I'm sure very frustrating, but you know, these are people that's why they're there, to help protect and defend the people of their state. I have faith in them. I feel badly for people in Florida, people in Texas, I really do. My colleagues, but just general citizenry who may just kind of can't think about it every day. They just have to live their lives and, you know, take care of their families. But they're being bombarded, you know, with people like DeSantis out there kind of voicing the same crazy views as we're hearing from Trump.
What advice do you give to people right now, particularly those who use the Affordable Care Act for their health care, who are at risk? I think it's over 20 million people, myself included, as a self-employed person who are at risk. What advice do you give to people as this administration comes in?
I think no matter where you live, please, please, please communicate to your elected officials in the federal government, your member of Congress, your senator. You know, if you happen to live in an area with a Republican member of Congress, Republican senator, call in, let their office know how much you depended on this. And if they are going to make changes, they have to make sure they have something ready to replace whatever they think is not working. Let's be real. It could all be better, right? Your insurance is still expensive, I'm sure, you know, and your copays and your deductibles are still more than they should be. So if they have idea, I mean, I worked for this organization, the Committee to Protect Healthcare. We're a nonpartisan organization. It just so happens we haven't yet found a Republican with policy proposals that actually are going to help people more than what we've got going. But if they come to the table with something that generally is better, is cheaper, provides more access, let's go. Like, we are ready. We'll jump on board. The problem is everything we've seen them do makes it more expensive, has less access, less coverage, and will hurt more people. So I think it's really speaking up and voicing that your support of what you have and your need to have affordable healthcare to those people in those positions to take the vote that could take it away.
Yeah, I agree. And I had told my listeners and followers, you know, to book their doctor's appointments, to make sure that they're up to date on their vaccines, to do whatever procedures that maybe they had been putting off, because we don't know when and how it will be pulled away. But that, you know, it could very well be a light switch moment where, you know, tens of millions of people wake up and don't have health care.
I think that's smart advice. I don't think anyone could argue with that advice. We don't know what the future holds, but if we know what is happening in the present and what we have, yeah, I mean, I think that's a very good advice that I'm going to take to heart.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection, worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Experience sensational sound with Vizio's Soundbar Collection. Starting at just $99, there's a soundbar for every budget. With Dolby Atmos in every model, cinema quality sound is closer than ever. This collection features Vizio's simplest setup yet, so you'll be streaming your favorite iHeartRadio playlists in no time. Whether you're looking for a simple setup or the cutting-edge Elevate SE with 360-degree sound immersion and auto-rotating speakers, Vizio has you covered. Head to Best Buy or Amazon to find the perfect Vizio soundbar for you.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit Bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live. Listen today in the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform.
Wouldn't it be nice if getting what you wanted didn't take so much work? With Xfinity, finding what to watch is effortless. Just say movies into your Xfinity voice remote to see picks from your subscriptions all in one place. Plus, find more of what you love and jam out to iHeartRadio's iHeartChristmas and North Pole Radio hosted by Santa, so you can skip the endless scroll and get right to the good stuff.
And finally, Dr. Davidson, again, we have but a couple of months left until this takes shape, the fullness of this administration comes into view. What is your advice to young people that are going into the medical profession at the same time that this administration is taking shape? What do you say to those young people?
I think twofold. One, it is still a very rewarding thing to be able to be a person in your community that helps keep the community healthy, to help take care of people and their families. So it is still extremely rewarding and it's worthwhile. I think the other thing is we have agency, we have a voice through organizations like ours or other organizations. Physician voices are critically important, right? To speak out on behalf of our patients, whether it be for policies we believe in or against the policies or the actions of Trump or anyone else who is going to endanger our patients or our ability to help them. And so do not just sit on your hands. I mean, it's hard early on. We've had people in organization who've been threatened by employers, by big hospitals, because we've kind of been going after policies that the hospitals use to make things more expensive. And, you know, these folks are like, I have a mortgage, I have student loans, I'm the primary bread earner. I get it. But I think if we want to have, you know, the system we have, and we want to make it better, we have to lift up our own voices. You know, we have to do it. It's as much as it might be difficult for us, it's a lot easier for us than it is for a lot of our patients. You know, we have that ability and we have the economic security to be able to do that definitely more than a lot of our patients do. And we have expertise and we, for the most part, have the trust of people who we're talking to. And so make that a part of how you practice medicine, advocacy, using your voice in as public a way as you feel comfortable doing. I think that's a new piece of medicine that I didn't consider back in the 90s when I first got into this. And I think it's just become clear that we have to be there. We have to have that piece of the way we practice medicine.
Yeah. Dr. Davidson, thank you so much for making time for Woke AF Daily. Really appreciate your insights and your advice.
Absolutely. I really enjoy talking with you and I'm happy to do it anytime.
Absolutely. We'll have you back again soon. That is it for me today to hear friends on Woke AF. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection, worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Experience sensational sound with Vizio's Soundbar Collection. Starting at just $99, there's a soundbar for every budget. With Dolby Atmos in every model, cinema quality sound is closer than ever. This collection features Vizio's simplest setup yet, so you'll be streaming your favorite iHeartRadio playlists in no time. Whether you're looking for a simple setup or the cutting-edge Elevate SE with 360-degree sound immersion and auto-rotating speakers, Vizio has you covered. Head to Best Buy or Amazon to find the perfect Vizio soundbar for you.
Wouldn't it be nice if getting what you wanted didn't take so much work? With Xfinity, finding what to watch is effortless. Just say movies into your Xfinity voice remote to see picks from your subscriptions all in one place. Plus, find more of what you love and jam out to iHeartRadio's iHeart Christmas and North Pole Radio hosted by Santa, so you can skip the endless scroll and get right to the good stuff.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Looking for a fun way to unwind and win real cash? We got you. Try Solitaire Cash. Play the game you love with exciting cash prizes. Winning feels simply amazing. Challenging yourself feels even better. Whether you're a Solitaire pro or just starting out, Solitaire Cash offers endless fun and real rewards. Join millions of like-minded players. Download the app and dive into the fun today. Solitaire Cash.
Play the game, play the game, play the game.
Winning is based on skill.